We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
John and Hugh are on the air.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Manning wants to throw. Looking for room. Rerouted and sacked. 55 seconds left. Grady Jarrett got another one. Play fake to Saquon. Eli wants to throw, and he'll be sacked. Jack Crawford. Ryan, another play fake. Matt going to gun it deep. Marvin Hall running a blur. Caught it. Touchdown, Atlanta. Janoris Jenkins couldn't get his RPMs up enough to catch Marvin Hall. This is 31 on the near hash. Snap spot. Try is away. And it is good. Manning goes to the gun. Atlanta trying to get there. Pressure coming. Sacked. Tack. McKinley. Snap from Harris. Spot from Bosher. Tavecchio's kick is away. And it is good. 36-yard try for Rosas. Snap spot. Try is away. And it is good. Barkley the lone running back. Manning going to hand him the football. And Barkley shoves it into the end zone, I believe. Yes, they're going to warn him the touchdown before he got turned back. Manning in the gun, drops back, looks, throws, and it's dropped by Beckham. Alford reached in and somehow scraped it out of there. Manning going to throw, and it is going to be. Is that caught? It is by Beckham against Alford. Snap, spot, kick away. And Tavecchio is perfecto. Bosher will hold. Harris will snap. 56 yards on the far hash. Snap spot. Try is away, and it is going to be good. Paulson, the tight end to the right. Jones, the receiver to left. Boy, New York's all around the ball. They're going to toss it to Coleman. Tevin cuts back. 20, 15, Coleman, 10, 5, touchdown, Atlanta.
That's us at our best. You've heard us use the term pass the time, with the special teams, the defense, the offense, and those are the moments that we're really trying to lean on to make sure for us to be at our best. All three phases have to nail it.
It is a Falcons winning Tuesday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game after a stirring Monday night football victory. The Atlanta Falcons have won back-to-back games. Are they back in the playoff hunt? And welcome to it. Hey, how about that last night as the Atlanta Falcons knock off the New York Giants? It is never easy with the Atlanta Falcons, but hey, you, win, baby, win.
Stirring. I like that, John Figgy. Stirring victory. Yeah, it was a wild game last night, man. But that just reminded you that in the NFL, that any given Sunday or Monday in this case,
right,
any team can win. And the Giants came to play. The Giants came to play, and that's why you can't overlook anybody. You can't overlook anybody. They came with a little bit of vinegar last night. The Giants did, but they left with an L, and that's always a good thing. Always a good thing.
You know, so much to chop up on this Tuesday. We're going to get your reaction throughout the day on our Twitter at 929 The Game, on our Facebook page, and of course through our phone lines. We're going to be talking about this win. We headed to the bye week on a high for the Atlanta Falcons. It should be noted that Dan Quinn has never lost as a head coach on Monday Night Football, and he kept that perfect streak intact last night.
And he broke another streak.
It was before the bye. That's what it was.
He broke that streak.
Yeah, that's right. He had one before the bye. Well, he has now as he beat the New York Giants. And all I can say is, Giorgio.
Italian is horrible.
Everybody tell you it is terrible. I'm not Italian in any stretch. But how about Giorgio? I got to give credit to Wes Durham, because if you heard the highlight, you know the 56-yarder, and it is good. You know, I'm sitting in my chair. Oh my God, he made it!
Yeah, but John, you remember, like I told you yesterday, Coach goes out on the field. Giorgio probably goes out and he warms up with kicks. So it's one of those things where, if he's booming them in practice, well, not in practice, but before the game, you could kind of gauge whether or not he can make it. Uh-huh. So that's one, and that's where he got his trust from me. But yeah, That was one heck of a game last night, man. No question about that. And way to win. Way to win. And you know what's funny? Because, like I always do, I get in the car and I listen to Wes and Dave. Shout out to Wes and Dave. Because that Wes drops some gems every time that he's on there. When he was like, he couldn't get his RPMs up. He just says funny stuff. But I get home, and all I hear on television and the announcers talking about is how Matt Ryan, why he doesn't get talked about like the other quarterbacks, because he's one hell of a quarterback, which I thought was pretty interesting. And it made you kind of think a little bit. Matt Ryan's a really good quarterback.
He's having an incredible streak of 200 some odd, you know, without an interception, five straight games where he's been, you know, off the chain in terms of quarterback rating. Another huge night last night where he throws for 379 yards and
a
touchdown.
And balls, but like the one he threw.
Oh, but he has a noodle arm, Hugh. He can't throw it.
You know what? Like, this is the one thing that I've come to conclusion with Matt Ryan. Like, and if you're one of these people, you just probably need to look in the mirror and just admit it to yourself. Just look in the mirror right now before you go to work and say, I do not like Matt Ryan. That's it. And ask yourself, why don't I like Matt Ryan? And look at yourself in the mirror and say, just because. And once you do that, you'll be fine. And then you can hate on him as much as you want, because there's really no real reason to hate on him. That's what you have to do. Now, he's like any other quarterback. He makes mistakes because that's what they do. But just look yourself in the mirror this morning and tell yourself you hate Matt Ryan just because. That's it.
When the times they were able to give him a little bit of time, he diced them up.
Yeah,
you know the times that
that's
he was
all it
harassed.
Is,
I mean,
and you're looking at the tale of two quarterbacks. Eli Manning has virtually no time. When you look at, they were breaking down some plays last night, John Freaky, and you know how they were talking about, they were parsing out all the mistakes that were made by the offensive players. Odell Beckham Jr. had some mistakes that he made. Saquon Barkley couldn't pick up a blitz. You would think that a guy that does all the things that he does well would know how to pick up a blitz just a little bit. He's still lacking in that department. He needs to work on his pass protection. And their offensive line, man.
Their offensive line is
their
not
offensive
good.
Line.
But
is
then
horrible.
And a credit though too as well. The Atlanta Falcons defensive line was healthy last night. And Grady Jarrett. Oh,
how
good is it
out to
have Grady back? Two sacks
showed
last night.
Out.
Ooh,
showed
man.
Out last night.
Ooh. We're talking about the Atlanta Falcons on a Falcons Tuesday. Falcons Tuesday brought to you by Xfinity. It is powered by Xfinity, I should say. Xfinity X1 will change the way you experience TV. And also, you should know you get tires today. $50 off a set of brand new tires today and today only, because the Falcons scored touchdowns in two quarters last night. Kauffman Tire, the official tire retailer of the Atlanta Falcons, offering you $50 off a set of four new tires today only. You can find your local Kauffman Tire store at KauffmanTire.com. John and Hugh from the Kia Studios on this winning Falcons Tuesday, back-to-back wins. Hugh, we have a win streak going into the bye. This is going to be for all the issues this year, Lord knows there have been a lot of them, this Falcons team gets something to smile about over the next couple of weeks.
Keep hope alive. That's what this is all about, John. You stay pace. You keep pacing the division. You get a win. You get a win against a division opponent. And that is huge, especially when you look at where you're sitting.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. And everything else is in front of you. Hopefully, you know, you'll get Deion Jones back sooner than later. And hopefully your team gets a chance to get healthy, man. But I'm telling you, to have Grady Jarrett, and I'm not just talking about Grady because his mama fine. That's not the only reason why I'm talking about Grady Jarrett.
Really?
No,
really,
it's not.
You?
I'm just putting it out there. Like, listen, I'm not just talking about Grady because his mama fine.
Hey, it's okay.
But Grady Jarrett, to come in and have the kind of game that he had, he's a huge, he was a huge, huge boost.
Well, you could just tell he wanted to be back on the field. He even said so after the game that he was just jonesing to come back.
Yeah.
And, I mean, what a way to come back.
And that has nothing to do with the fact that his mom's fine.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, I don't think you said that yet, Hugh.
Yeah.
I just wanted to put that out there because, you know, I got Falcons fans that always come up to me and be like, they'll ask me, is Grady J mama as fine as you say? I'm like, yes, but that's not the reason why I think Grady's a great player.
You know,
it's not, because he can actually play.
He can actually play football. A lot to get into. Dave Archer will join us at 8 o'clock this morning. So if you're just getting in your car, you're going to be in and out of your car. Arch at 8 o'clock this morning, as we'll get his kind of opinion. And, again, your chance to weigh in all day on our social media. Talking about a Falcons win going into the bye. Their next game is not until Washington on November the 4th, and we'll cut down the Falcons' win, the good, the bad, and there was good and bad in this game last night throughout the program, and what it means for the Falcons in the playoff picture and all that kind of good stuff as we roll through this very happy Tuesday after that big win last night against the New York Giants. You say, we're a big win. They were every win in the NFL is big. But also a couple other things we just kind of want to put on your plate this morning. Number one, game one of the World Series is tonight. The Los Angeles Dodgers, the Boston Red Sox.
Are you going to watch?
Fenway Park. Here's what, because you asked me a question, all right?
Yes.
I may pop in and out. My problem is I don't care who wins. I mean, this is like the Borg fighting the Borg. I don't like either team. I don't like either of them. I want them both to lose.
He said the Borg fighting the Borg.
I just don't like them, either of them.
It's the best. I mean, it's the best of the worst. I mean, you can't really root for either. I mean, who are you rooting for? I wish you could tie in the World Series.
I can't root
for
the Dodgers, and I hate the Red Sox.
I will look at the highlights, but I'm with you. It's like Boston, been there, kind of saw that before.
Yeah.
And the Dodgers, nah.
Yeah. I don't know who to root for. There's no
I'm
Astros,
not rooting for anybody.
There's no Cubs. There's no, you know, I mean, if
I would have been rooting for Houston.
I would have been rooting for Houston.
Like, I look at it like this. I know Daryl, and I know Daryl's rooting for.
Of course, he's a Dodger fan.
Yeah, he's a Dodger fan. I mean, and that might give me pause to go in there and just check it out a little bit. But Houston, I got family in Houston. And I know that they pull for everything Houston. They're everything Houston. So since they're not in it, I think since we have a coworker that pulls for the Dodgers, I think I'll root for the Dodgers in this situation.
Yeah, yes. I don't know. I mean, if it means a pull, really, I'm going to root for the Dodgers.
No, John, you're not going to.
Yeah.
Root for
well, you know, so. you're rooting. Okay, you root for, but put it like the root for Daryl to be happy.
Okay, all right, I'll root for Daryl to be happy.
Yeah, so so now you're inadvertently kind of like.
Okay, that's fine. I guess because
he's our coworker. Right. He loves the Dodgers.
Yeah, and I can't root for the other team. Because, you know,
it's Boston.
Yeah, exactly.
And we're tired of Boston being in positions like this.
Yeah, look, I'll give that town credit. That town has had a run of sports success that is unparalleled anywhere of any city in the country. That is the city of champions.
Oh, no question. They've had between them and the Patriots. And I
and
get
the Celtics.
Yeah,
the Bruins won a cup again a couple of years back.
I won't go disrespect the other two teams that they have in Boston. But yeah. They've had a nice little run.
Yeah.
They've had a nice run of titles.
Yeah, they've had a lot of titles in that town.
Falcons won last night, though, John.
Did they win? Did they win that game? Good.
Yeah. Ooh, you talking about, for me, get that monkey off my back. I was a little nervous when the Giants came out swinging a little bit early. I was like, damn, I did it again.
Well, and frankly, it was kind of an exasperating game, and we'll talk more about this around the corner, because I kept thinking the Falcons should be winning this by 30. Anyway.
I was thinking the same thing.
We'll get more into what Dan Quinn and what Grady said after the game, plus what Giorgio said. Yeah, Giorgio Tavecchio. That's next after a CBS Sports Minute on a winning Falcons Tuesday on Sports Radio 92 on the game.
Paulson, the tight end to the right. Jones, the receiver to left. Boy, New York's all around the ball. They're going to toss it to Coleman. Tevin cuts back. 20, 15. Coleman, 10, 5. Touchdown, Atlanta.
It is a winning Falcons Tuesday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The Atlanta Falcons couldn't run the ball for nothing last night except for one play. But boy, that one play turned out to be a critical 30-yard touchdown run by Tevin Coleman that gave the Falcons and extended their lead and eventually helped lead to a 23-20 victory over the New York Giants on Monday Night Football. Welcome back to the show with John and Hugh. Boy, we couldn't run the ball, Hugh, last night for nothing.
It's been tough sledding. And, you know, going against that Giants front four, you know, the one thing that Howard Cross told us yesterday that with Damon Harrison in that front four, that they're a hard team to run on.
Mm-hmm.
He knew that. But
right.
It ran for 67 yards yesterday as a whole. You know, Matt Ryan had that 1 yard run. But you look at that, Johnny, and you have to keep trying to run the ball. You have to, even though this is a passing league, this is definitely a passing league, you have to be able to run the ball to keep people honest. And they ran it just enough. And you know, you got to be committed to the run. And that's when it broke, and Tevin Coleman got that touchdown. But you have to be committed to the run.
You know, they got so many people involved in it last night in that offense. I mean, we know about, of course, the big ones. It was great to see Ridley back out there at full speed. It was great to see Sanu. Certainly Julio made a number of tremendous grabs last night on offense. Hoover made a couple of key plays. But you saw Ito. You saw Saubert. You saw Hardy. You saw Hall make the big touchdown catch. I mean, he was distributing Matt Ryan the ball everywhere, it seemed. I mean, that you got an entire team offensive. I am sort of shocked in a way, you know, kind of just replaying the game in my head, Hugh, that you think about it, that the Falcons only ended up with 23 points for all that.
10 different receivers, man. That was 10-yard fight. No question about that last night. You're talking about a Giants team that had their backs against the wall. They needed that win. They needed that win just for their self-esteem. And you knew they were going to come out and fight. And they put up one heck of a fight. I'll tell you what, in the beginning of the game, when they were putting pressure on Matt Ryan, it was like, wow, this defense, you know, because we had heard all this stuff about this defense and how, you know, there was a no-name defense and how, you know, it wasn't household name and how porous they were up front. They came to play last night. Offensively, too. But the problem with that is you look around. If you look at that game last night, you look at all the individuals that were out there on the field. And I was pointing this out this morning, is that, you know, we all know the stories that Odell Beckham Jr. said about his teammates and how, you know, people aren't coming up, stepping up to the plate. There were a few players out there where Odell Beckham Jr. didn't step up to the plate. Mm-hmm. Now, he's a phenomenal player. There's no question about it. But we all make mistakes. And that's why in the NFL, I think it's important for you not to point fingers at somebody, because there's always going to be fingers pointing back at you. And you can't worry about somebody else's job, because there's so many different moving parts in the NFL and football in general that you can't worry about what somebody else is doing. You know, you could be frustrated, but that means you just have to work that much harder. There's a lot of mistakes made by the Giants last night.
Yeah, the Giants made a lot of mistakes, and Odell made a couple of mistakes. But, boy, is Odell Beckham, he also made – you know, people are screaming about Robert Alford, but, man, you cover Odell Beckham. He made four spectacular catches. I mean, just all-world, all-pro, Hall of Fame kind of catches last night to keep drives alive, to extend drives, and to put the Giants into position to score. But let's get kind of a reaction here from every angle of this game. The Atlanta Falcons had something good and something to work on. But overall, I think the head coach was pretty happy with what he saw.
That's us at our best, and you've heard us use the term pass the baton, and it went from special teams to defense to offense, and those are the moments that we're really trying to lean on to make sure for us to be at our best. All three phases have to nail it.
Yeah, well, they did, and I got to tell you, there's been no guy, when we talk about next man up, who is next manned up any more than what happened last night. It was the ultimate so far this season, next man up. When you lose the security of a Hall of Fame all-pro kicker who is absolute money in the bank, to have somebody come in off the street and do what he did last night, Giorgio Tavecchio, this is what Giorgio said after the game.
Just gratitude. You know, I really felt like I was immediately welcomed by Coach Quinn and his staff. Really felt good being here, and, you know, I had a good week of practice. You know, I know I have two Italian grandmothers praying the rosary for me every day, so I know I was taken care of there. And when the game started, it just went through my pre-kick routines and just kind of stayed in my own space, and thankfully I was able to contribute.
40 yards, 50 yards, 56 yards, perfect on the night, 11 points, and, hey, I couldn't ask for anything more.
Yeah, why did I think he was going to caught with a little bit of accent the way you tell it, John? I thought he was going to have a little bit of accent.
Well, he's from Milan, but he has spent the last few years in California. He did play out there in college, so it's a little bit softer than.
Yeah, I just knew he was going to come with a thick Italian accent the way you were talking about. But, yeah, I tell you what, man, that's huge. He knew what was expected of him. When he got here, he knew what kind of model that he was going to be held to. He knew who he was replacing. So, you know, you got to live up to those standards, man. And he did a good job last night, no question about it.
Yeah, it makes me, all right, this is old school. For all you old school people out there, think Monday Night Football, bringing in a kicker off the street, the incredible story of Tim Mazzetti, who was tending bar in Philadelphia, and the Falcons called him on like a Wednesday and said, hey, bartender, you want to come kick? The next Monday night, he makes five field goals on Monday Night Football, which was incredible. Tim Mazzetti, that incredible story. It's not quite that way, but, you know, you're filling in for Matt Bryan, and you do that, and basically when you hit that 50, and that 56-yarder would have been good, you, from 65. It hit the back of the net 15
money.
Feet up.
He was money. But like I said, John, they always, kickers always practice those kicks before the game. So it was one of those things. I'm pretty sure that Coach Quinn had that eagle eye on him, making sure that, you know, he was comfortable where he was, made sure that he wasn't straining, and he got it done.
Our poll is open this morning on our Twitter and our Facebook. We want you to jump in. Like I said, there are going to be a lot of ways for you to converse with us. We'll take your calls later in the show. And we want you to jump in and be part of the program. Our poll question this morning at 929 The Game asks a very simple question. After back-to-back wins, are the Falcons back in the playoff hunt? You can vote, hell yeah, rise up. Maybe, but still worried. And no, not even 500. So it's either hell yeah, rise up, maybe, but still worried, or no, not even 500. Are the Falcons back in the playoff hunt? If they are back in the playoff hunt, one of the reasons is that Grady Jarrett is back and hunting quarterbacks.
Manning wants to throw, looking for room, rerouted and sacked. 55 seconds left. Grady Jarrett got another one.
Yeah, so Grady gets two sacks last night. Jack got a big sack. Tack got a big sack. But it wasn't the sack so much, I think, that impressed me the most on defense. Grady talked about the thing that impressed me the most, Hugh, is that Saquon Barkley was bottled up and never allowed to get untracked.
We knew coming into the game, you know, you got to respect the game, respect the back like that, because we knew we had to get a lot of ball, hats to the ball. And so it was good, definitely, to try to contain him.
How about under 100 yards?
Yeah, all-purpose yards, John Freaking. Like, he had under 100 all-purpose yards. That was the biggest thing. And I want to give a shout-out to Dave Archer because Dave said before the game, he said, if you could keep him to under 150 yards, you got a chance to win this football game. And I was thinking, like, I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, man, that has been a sore spot for the Atlanta Falcons all season long. You look at the backs that have had good games against them. Chris McCaffrey's still a young back. He's decent, but in my mind, none of the backs were the caliber of a Saquon Barkley.
Right.
Barkley. I didn't think so. And for them to come into the game and hold him to under 100, that says a lot about how this defense has jumped from being what they were a few weeks ago till now in the communication department. And it speaks volumes about how important Grady Jarrett and Jack Crawford, for that matter, were to this defense to have two veteran guys in there that were, number one, can be in the rotation, and number two, just help get that communication thing down. That was huge. I look at this defense now. If everybody can stay healthy, they got a chance. They got a chance. They got a fighter's chance. And going getting into the playoffs. They really do.
Yeah, and it was great to see the defense. Again, yeah, because I was just thinking, Christian McCaffrey, Alvin Kamara, and I didn't mean to jump you on that, James Conner.
Oh, no, you're fine.
No, but remember when we couldn't stop, Christian McCaffrey caught, what, 12 passes?
Yeah, it was something crazy.
And Kamara, like 11, and I thought, oh, my God, you know, those running backs rip us up. What's Saquon going to do? And not only did they hold him to 43 rushing and 51 receiving, but every time he touched the ball, it seemed there were three or four guys. I mean, they committed to gang tackling that guy, and he could never get untracked.
That's the way – that you contain a back like that. It's all about gang tackling. It's all about, you know, Coach Jim Johnson used to always say, turn it back into the Sharks.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let him break out. That bracket tackling where, you know, you keep outside leverage, like Dave talked about last night, keeping that outside leverage, having guy turning it back into other guys. Gang tackling, that was the biggest thing last night. You're talking about swarm tackling. They did a great job of that.
And then they got a couple of breaks. Like Pat Shurmur going for two, and boy, without timeouts, they ran Eli Manning into the middle of the line twice and ate up all that time, Hugh.
I saw that, John, and it had me shaking my head, so I waited till after the game to listen to the press conference, and only thing I understood from that was analytics, and the numbers said that was the right thing to do.
To go for two, yeah.
Yeah, something like that, but it was one of those things where when you look at the clock and the way that they did that, and you left yourself no time. It was a little weird. It was a little weird. This is the part of the game where it's like, you know, I leave that part to the coaches. But even for me, that didn't make any sense. That for in that sequence to try to do the quarterback sneak back to back like that, that didn't make any sense.
Yeah, with no timeouts.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then the interior of that line, Deidre Sanott bottling it up, and Grady Jarrett and those guys doing their job, and that clock kept running and running. As a matter of fact, I'm almost surprised they even scored. And you know, without that, all the their clock management forced them to give the, you know, a little pooch onside kick that Julio fell on and ended the game. We'll hear more from Matt Ryan, Archer. Matt Ryan, top of the hour, right after the game. Dave Archer did a lengthy interview with Matt Ryan in the locker room. We'll have that for you at 7 o'clock straight up. You can join 92.9 The Game at Chateau Alain this weekend, 28th to 29th, Brian Jordan Celebrity Golf Classic. Sports celebrities Ozzie Smith, Terrence Mathis, Sterling Sharp, and more. BrianJordanFoundation.com. That's BrianJordanFoundation.com. Coming up next, some of the other things that are on the docket and out there in the sports world besides just the Falcons on a very busy Falcons Tuesday. We'll enter the Wendy's Zone with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, everybody stand up!
It's time for a look at the world of sports, celebrities, and more. This is the Wendy's Zone on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Well, just to update you on our poll that we have on our 92.9 The Game Twitter page and our Facebook page, as the Falcons are taking this winning streak into the bye week after these back-to-back wins, are they back in the playoff hunt? 22% of people right now saying, hell yeah, rise up. 25% saying, not even at 500. All right, bah humbug. And then 53% right now say, maybe, still a little bit concerned.
Well, they are in last place in the NFC South, so I can understand that. But
they are. But if you take a look at the NFC in general, there's a lot of three-win teams in the NFC. So it is very much alive for the Falcons in the playoff hunt.
Yeah. I mean, they are. But it's what your grandparents say, a tough row to hoe.
Tough row to hoe. People get that wrong all the time. They say road to hoe.
No, it's row.
I know. I mean, can you imagine taking a hoe and... Hoeing a road?
Oh, no, you can't hoe a road.
You can't.
You can row. Never mind. I'm trying to grow up, John.
You avoid it. Avoid it. But did you know Coach Quinn is now 5-0 on Monday night football games?
5-0.
And then as just coaching in Monday night football games, he moves to 8-0 and then finally got his first win.
You're including when he was an assistant?
When he was a DC in Seattle. Yeah. So now he is 8-0 in Dan Quinn coached Monday night football game. Semantic schmantics. Well, you guys, tonight's Mega Millions jackpot is $1.6 billion.
Did it go up?
Well, no.
Not yet. It probably go up a little bit later
today.
It'll
probably spike a little bit. Hugh's right. It normally spikes when people are lining up at the gas station buying their tickets. So make sure you guys get your tickets if you haven't already.
I hate that everybody's already talking about this, though, because it's kind of ruining my chances of me winning. Because everybody
Hugh, come on.
Yeah, I know. I'm hating.
Well, you might wonder then, Hugh.
Well, you could always roll down the street because, you know, they draw it down the street. So,
no, I got my tickets already.
You just go down there to White Columns and force your way in the door.
I got my tickets days ago.
You might wonder, what if you bought every single possible ticket combination to guarantee yourself a win? Would you actually turn a profit? And the answer is yes, in theory, but there's some big catches. First, you'll need to buy 302,575,350 tickets to get every combination possible in tonight's Mega Millions.
That'd be $604 million.
$605 million, so you're very close. So right. You'd have to find a way to put
Boy,
that
you
much...
in that math, John Friggin. You see that?
I know.
Like a savant over
I'm
here.
I'm actually reading the story in here. I just did it in his head. I don't know.
Listen, whenever we're together, I'm never doing math. I'm not even calculating the tip.
I liked math, but, I mean, it was a late night.
But you know what?
I'm not calculating tips with John Friggy.
You know what?
Friggy, what's the tip? All right, 20%.
20% is easy. It's 10% times 2. But the point is that, can you imagine buying every ticket and spending $605 million? The cash option is $904 million, right? So you buy every ticket and spend $605 million, and then some grandma in Jersey buys one ticket and splits it with you, your cash option suddenly becomes $450 million, and you lose $155 million.
Well, John just did the rest of the story. Thanks,
John. John.
No, that's good. You did a great job. It's like you wrote the article.
Listen, that's John. That's John.
It's exactly like you wrote the article.
This is how. See, perfect. Have you ever noticed how when we talk about numbers, yes. John gets hyped? John,
yes.
What's 12% of 100?
12.
See how
John, what story do I want to talk about next?
See?
John, what do you feel like talking about today?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to ruin the story.
No, you're fine.
It occurred to me.
All in all, just buy your lottery tickets because no one's actually going to buy 302.
I didn't realize the odds were that slim. I always thought they were like 20 million to one. They're 302 million to one?
Yes.
Oh, well,
they're
no
insane.
Wonder nobody wins.
Yeah, and you know what? That's what I was alluding to yesterday when I was telling the story, how they tinker with the odds a little bit,
wow.
Man. And it's depressing because it's like you think that it is, but I'm still going to play, though. Because I'm going to take those odds. I'm going to take those slim chances that I got to win the lottery.
You'll be at work tomorrow.
Yes. And just so I'm going to still come to work. But I'm going to come to work and I'm going to act real funny.
Not on the after day, you're not.
Yeah, listen. If I win the lottery tomorrow,
okay,
I am going to go to the Hawks opener.
Okay.
And act real funny. Like, funny. Like, I might just walk out on the court.
You might just take the basketball from Trae Young.
I just might walk out on the court.
Dunk.
I might just run out there and just slap the ball out of his
just
hand.
Just put the trampoline in the middle.
And be like, who going to say something dunk. To me? I just won the lottery. I'll buy this team if I want to. I'll just be real ignorant.
You should just buy every ticket.
You're just
going to
be sitting in the swag shop. You're going to buy out the swag shop for the night.
Shout out to Killer Mike, because I would definitely, I'm going to do that anyway. Buy me a couple t-shirts, but I would just be running around State Farm Arena just acting a donkey. Like, for real. After I won the lottery, why not? Who's going to say anything to me? If I go to jail, I just bail myself out.
Good point.
If I go to jail, I just bail myself out. No biggie.
You have some good plans with this money.
Yes, and I'll have enough nerve to come to work the next day and talk to Terry like, hey, nothing happened. What you talking about, Terry? What you talking about? And I would call him Terry. I wouldn't say Mr. I'd be like, Terry, what you talking about? Yeah,
but
I would act a donkey.
You haven't won yet.
You kind of thought this through, haven't you?
No, I'm just
I would do everything that you would not normally do because you got to go to work every day. Right. That's how you're supposed to do. $1 billion?
$1.6
billion. $1.6
billion?
Mm-hmm. Anybody that wins that, you should go on your job if you want to. I mean, I like my boss, but I'm just saying, if you don't like your boss, just slap him across his lips and be like, bye, I'm leaving.
Why would you even go back to work to do that?
To slap him across the lip.
All right, so cash option, less taxes, you're looking at roughly cash money to you somewhere around, it's $1.6 billion, which I think it'll be higher, but right now at $1.6, you're looking at roughly $625 to $630 million.
I'll take that all day long. Somebody, like, listen, I am not the only person that thinks that way. Somebody right now is aspiring to win the lottery, and when they do, they've already got it planned out. How they're gonna act, what they're gonna do. They spent the money just like me.
I mean, why not? Dream big.
You might as well.
Can you remain anonymous in Georgia?
Yes, you can remain anonymous in Georgia.
I wouldn't though.
Why not?
Because I wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't. I just get a security team. I have $1.6 million.
Well, you only have $587
million after taxes. I can work with that.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I would get a security team and be like, no, and change my number every 2 days.
You can afford more than one phone, you know.
I would change my number, Wendy, every 2 days.
Wouldn't have so much to do that. Just get a whole bunch of folks.
I kind of hope you win something, Hugh.
Falcons dialed up a win yesterday. Last night, their win put them in a pretty good spot. And after the game, Matt Ryan talked to Dave Archer. We have that interview. We'll go 1st and 10 in just a couple of minutes on a winning Falcons Tuesday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Falcons Tuesday brought to you by Xfinity. Xfinity X1, change the way you experience TV with Xfinity X1. Arch and Ryan next with John and Hugh.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.